Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to our series, Prophetic Pearls, a brief explanation of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, Rahimuhullah. We have reached Hadith 40, be in the world like a stranger.
الحديث الأربعون عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي وقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري.
On the authority of Ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, who said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold of my shoulder and said, be in the world as if you were a stranger or a traveler along a path. And Ibn Umar would say, if you survive till the late afternoon, do not expect to be alive in the morning. If you survive till the morning, do not expect to be alive in the late afternoon. Take from your health for your sickness and from your life for your death. Recorded by Al-Bukhari. My dear brothers and sisters, this hadith is truly profound in meaning, with far-reaching implications. If we were to ponder over the meaning of this hadith and apply it correctly, this would lead us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to a great deal of good, as this world can be a great threat to a life of piety and righteousness and good doing. This hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is a vivid reminder of the real nature of this world. The believer who understands and implements this hadith will find himself high above this worldly life rather than a slave to it. My dear brothers and sisters, how many legally responsible humans have had the world as an impediment in their path to adhering to the commands of the religion? How many such humans have had their hearts filled with the love of this world to the point that they become slaves to it and its people? And how many such humans have sold their religion due to it? Therefore, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified how humans should be in this world so that he may pass on from this world in safety to the abode of safety. Now we'll move on to the first part of the hadith.
عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي وقال.
Ibn Umar said رضي الله عنه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold of my shoulder and said. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took hold of Ibn Umar's shoulder. And it seems clear that the purpose of this act was to get Ibn Umar's complete attention, so Ibn Umar would then understand that he's about to be told something very important. He will remember that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam grabbing his shoulder, and will thus be able to recall what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him at that time. My dear brothers and sisters, this is another demonstration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not only conveyed the message, but he conveyed it in the best possible way. He conveyed it in such a way that the people would understand and remember it. Numerous teaching techniques can be derived, as we've mentioned previously, from the acts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these examples, my dear brothers and sisters, are important lessons for us. And anyone who wishes to carry on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's role of conveying the religion to others, it teaches us that if one wishes to benefit others with advice, the matter is not simply the information presented, my dear brothers and sisters, but it is also the manner of presentation. And the best manner of presentation is that which is in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next part of the hadith,
كن في الدنيا,
be in the world. Now the word dunya, my dear brothers and sisters, comes from a root meaning which means closeness and something despicable or lowly. The world is called dunya for two reasons, my dear brothers and sisters. First, at the present time, it is closer or adna to the humans than the hereafter. Secondly, it is despicable or daniya in comparison to the hereafter. So this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, is a clear sign that the true believer does not put his aspirations and heart into this world. This world is not his real home. Instead, on his mind is that he is moving toward his real destination, his real home, his real resting place. He will not plant his heart and mind too firmly in this earth. His love, thoughts, and motives are for a completely different world and existence. They are for Jannah. We ask Allah to make us from its people. Moving on to the next part of the hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us to be in this world as one of two people.
كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل.
Be in the world as if you were a stranger or a traveler along a path. My dear brothers and sisters, a believer should have one of two attitudes towards this world. The first one being is that of a stranger in a strange land. He feels that he is in a place where he does not belong. This is not his home, and he cannot feel entirely happy. His heart can never be tied to this land. Instead, his heart and mind are preoccupied with getting back to his home. His time and his efforts are filled with that purpose. He's spending his time, money, and abilities to gather together what he needs to return to his home. His time is not spent or wasted on entrenching himself deeply in this environment to which he knows that he does not belong. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is usually the easier choice, to be a stranger. Because as Ibn Rajab mentions, rahimahullah, the stranger is usually prepared to eventually go back to his original place or hometown. His heart, as we mentioned, will always long for his home. His main concern will be in preparation to do whatever possible and beneficial for returning. A stranger does not look like the other people in his current environment. He is different. Similarly, the believer should be different from those who only care about this life and worldly matters. He should rid himself of the yearning of the materialistic world, a world where some people do not care about the spiritual aspects and the hereafter. As believers, we should be different from the people of this world. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he says that a Muslim is a stranger among the disbelievers, and the mu'min, the true believer, is a stranger among the Muslims, and the muhsin is a stranger among the mu'mins, or the mu'mineen. This means there are different levels of being a stranger. The lowest level is Islam, the second level is Iman, and the third level and highest level is Ihsan. And we discuss this concept in our discussion on hadith number 2. So after the Prophet ﷺ said, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ, be in this world as though you were a stranger, he then said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, أو عابر سبيل, or as a traveler along a path. So this is that a believer be like a traveler. This implies that the person is actually not residing or living anywhere, but he is moving toward his final destination or goal. And the end of his travels, of course, will be his death. Therefore, his only preoccupation is to gather the provisions that he needs to continue his journey and make his journey a successful one. My dear brothers and sisters, in another hadith, it is narrated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was lying on a hard mat. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an began to wipe the effects of the mat from the Prophet's body sallallahu alayhi wasallam and suggested that he have something better to sleep on. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's reply was, مالي وللدنيا ما أنا والدنيا إنما مثلي ومثل الدنيا كراكب ظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. What do I have to do with this worldly life? I and this worldly life are but like a traveler who stopped for a little while under a tree to get some shade, and then he moved on. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he stated that a person in this world is like a slave who was sent by his master to another land to fulfill some objective. His goal was to fulfill that objective as quickly as possible and then return to his land and owner. As long as he is always there, he will not bother with anything else along the way or with gathering as much as he can from the other land. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he stated, in the same way that a traveler is not in need of more than what will get him to his destination, a believer does not need any more of this world than what will help him reach his desired destination of Jannah, of Paradise. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are all on a journey. And this journey ends with our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be asked about this journey and how we behave during it. Therefore, we need to realize now that we are on such a journey and we should start preparing for the meeting with which we are heading towards. And the only preparation that will help us is by increasing our iman, increasing our faith, doing good deeds based upon sincerity, based upon the Quran and Sunnah, and working for that final destination rather than for this temporary intermediate world. We ask Allah to guide us to that which is best for us in this world and the next. Moving on to the final part of the hadith.
وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك.
Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه used to say, when evening comes, do not expect to live till the morning, and when morning comes, do not expect to live till the evening. Take from your health a preparation for your illness, and from your life for your death. So here, my dear brothers and sisters, this is like Ibn Umar is explaining this hadith, radiyallahu an, telling us not to expect that if we do awaken to live to the evening, and if we do go to sleep in the evening to live to the morning, and also to take from our health a preparation for when we get sick or ill. We ask Allah for good health and good iman, and also to take from our life for our death. This means that today we may be healthy, but we don't know about the future. It is then wise and better to perform good deeds and be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before becoming ill or before dying. And as we know, my dear brothers and sisters, this has been stressed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many narrations, where he orders us and recommends us and advises us to utilize our time and our health to perform good actions, to perform beneficial actions before we may get sick, before we grow old, and before we eventually die. We ask Allah for a good ending. So my dear brothers and sisters, to summarize and conclude, there are many benefits we benefit from this hadith. From them is that a believer has one of two attitudes to this worldly life. One, that of a stranger, or two, that of a traveler along a path. His heart and his sights must be set on his real home and final resting place. We also learn from this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, that the believer, he takes from this world the provisions that he needs to reach his final destination. He must always prepare for death and not expect to be living in this world forever. And finally, we also learn from this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters, that the believer takes advantage of those resources or opportunities that Allah has given him before it's too late. He takes advantage of his health before sickness comes to him, and his life before death comes to him. And with that, we conclude. Barakallahu feekum, wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.